This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Independent gay author David Menon, who has written more than 20 novels in the crime genre, has a new book coming out soon. The novel titled Uncle Dad is the story of a gay man living in Melbourne who tries to fulfill his sister's dying wish to adopt her two children, but finds himself facing challenges both with his partner, who doesn't want to raise kids, and the law which says that a single gay man cannot adopt children except in exceptional circumstances. Nicholas Commendier-Sandry from The Informer sat down with David Menon to talk about his new book and why you should read it.
My name is David Menon. I'm mixed race, half English, half Indian. Born and brought up in the UK, but I've travelled all around the world several times, and I've been to Australia many times. And I first went there in 1986. I was 24 years as a flight attendant for British Airways and spent many stops in Melbourne and other parts of Australia as well. And then I decided to give up and become a full-time writer, which is what I'd always wanted to do. And I now write mainly crime fiction. I've got a series of books that are set in Manchester in the UK, but also I'm setting a couple down in Australia now. I have a private eye series that's set in Sydney and featuring my fictional character, Stephanie Marshall. All my books are available through Amazon. Last year, I decided to take a little bit of a holiday from writing crime fiction, and I wanted to write more about contemporary issues. And being a gay man myself, I wanted to write about contemporary issues from a gay perspective. And I read somewhere that there was a law, or part of the law on adoption in Victoria, alludes to the fact that a single gay man can only adopt under exceptional circumstances. So that kind of stuck in my head for several days, and then my writer's hat was firmly on, and I started imagining, and I thought, well, what would be those exceptional circumstances? And then the story for Uncle Dad, my new novel, came to me from that.
So your new novel, Uncle Dad, it's a departure from your usual genre, and it's set in Melbourne, even though you're currently living in the UK. So tell me about this book. How does it tap into your experience as a gay man? Why is it set in Melbourne? And how did you find departing from your usual genre into a new area?
Well, the reason why I've set it in Melbourne is because I wanted to set some of my work in Australia. Like I said before, I've been to Melbourne several times, and I really love the city. And so when this idea came to me, and it came to me because I'd read this particular article about Victoria, I thought, well, I have to set it in Melbourne. And I wanted to reflect what is a contemporary issue for gay men in terms of adoption, and how one gay man can fight to fulfill his sister's dying wish and provide a safe and loving home for his niece and nephew. I was really ready, Nicholas, to be honest, to take a break from writing crime fiction, you know, because I love writing crime fiction, don't get me wrong, but I just wanted to take a break from murder, mystery and mayhem, you know, just for a little while. And I wrote a book called The English Visitor, which is about a guy who goes down to Australia and ends up finding the peace that he never thought he could have. And then Uncle Dad came along, and this is aimed specifically, you know, at a particular issue, contemporary issue for gay people.
So how does it tap into experience of being a gay person? Does it reflect your experience? Have you based it on, you know, certain experiences that you've had or that somebody else may have had that who you know of?
Not really. I mean, I've never adopted children. I've never tried to adopt children. I always wanted to do that, but when I was growing up as a gay man, It just wasn't possible, certainly not in the UK and certainly not in Australia either. I'm 59 years old now. So when I was going through my 20s and 30s, it just wasn't possible. And now I think it's too late. The ship has sailed for me personally. But I wanted to put across in a way that is not preachy and is not kind of in kind of tell mode, but within the framework of a good story. Because at the end of the day, Nicholas, I'm a novelist. I want to write a good story and I want people to be entertained by that story, but also to make them think a little bit. And that was my premise for writing the book. So it's not really based on any of my personal experiences. I do have friends who've adopted children, and I do have friends who've inherited children, if you like, by becoming step-parents. So I do know what it's like for gay people to parent children, but none of those experiences were put into this particular story. This particular story came right out of my imagination as I imagined what it would be like in today's climate in Melbourne for a gay man who he starts off in a relationship but ends up being single. How it is for him to fight to look after his niece and nephew.
So tell me about Sean and Brett, because Sean is the main character of the novel and his Brett is his partner. And Brett initially objects to Sean coming home with adopted children because he's never wanted to raise children. So without going into too much spoilers, tell me about this kind of this relationship in the book. Like, give us some of the juicy details. Not too juicy, well, but, you know, juicy enough for radio.
Well, I was going to say, it's early in the morning down there, so I wouldn't say anything too juicy. Sean and Brett have been in a relationship for the last 6 years. But when Sean is asked by his sister to adopt her two kids, his niece and nephew, Lucas and Megan, he does it, he agrees to it without saying anything to Brett. And in that, he realizes just how much he doesn't actually love Brett. Because he doesn't really... I'm going to make him sound a little bit callous. I don't mean to, but it's almost as if he doesn't care what Brett thinks. He's going to do it anyway, you know? And that's when they split. But I won't tell you what happens after that because that would really spoil the plot. But something happens to Brett immediately after, which helps you, the reader, to understand why he was so adamant that he didn't want to raise children. And it's something that not even Sean knows about, not even Brett's best friend, Tricia, knows about. It's something that happened to him, and that's the reason why he's so adamant. And when I think, when the reader reads that and gets hold of that, that is a truly shocking twist. And so whether or not Sean and Brett get through that, again, I'm not going to tell you because that will spoil the plot.
So you're an independent author and all of your books are only available as ebooks. Tell me about that. How did you come to be an independent author? And, you know, tell me about what it's like self-publishing as a gay man.
Well, it's you know... You're basically a one-man business. You not only do you have to do the writing, but you also have to do the marketing, the promotion, and all of that kind of thing. Now, normally, of course, if you sign with a mainstream publisher, they do all of that for you. I sent off my work to several publishers 8, 9, 10 years ago, and with got all the usual rejection letters. And then Amazon came along with this idea that you can self-publish with them through their KDP platform. And I did that, and it really worked for me. And so I decided then to concentrate on the ebook market, because if you try and publish paperbacks and finance them yourself, it becomes a very costly business. But just publishing ebooks, basically all it requires is for me to upload the book onto Amazon, and within a few hours it's on sale worldwide. So that's the route I decided to take. I still approach mainstream publishers every now and again, but that's not top of my priority list, because the advantage of being self-published through Amazon, being an independent author, is that I retain control of everything. I retain control of the plot, the characters, the actual book itself, but also I decide what goes on the cover, and I decide how I market it. So, you know, I would be reluctant to give up that control, and I would only give up that control for a very good deal from a mainstream publisher.
It seems as though if you go through traditional like publication methods, that there are a lot of snags that LGBT authors especially can get caught on. Like, you know, there are certain genres that are more friendly than others. Certainly YA has seen a huge boom in LGBT literature, but there are other genres where it's just a lot harder to get a real, like, you know, meaty, authentic, high quality LGBT story to really get the support it needs.
It is. I mean, there are some authors who've managed to cross over. I mean, I think of Sarah Waters, for instance, who wrote Fingersmith and The Paying Guest, and also authors like Patrick Gale and John Boyne from Ireland. These are people who've managed to cross over, but they are very few. You can really count them on one hand. And it's a shame, but, you know, I'm in there and I'm writing specifically about a gay lifestyle, but one which I think, but I think the story itself will appeal to non-gay readers as well, because it is about, you know, an uncle fighting for his niece and nephew. Well, I think that will carry resonance not just within the gay community, but within the rest of society as well.
So you have over 20 books to your name. Which one is your favourite?
Oh, you devil.
It's like asking you to pick a favourite child.
It really is, isn't it? Yes, yeah. Okay, well, I mean, obviously I want people to check out Uncle Dad, because I, to be perfectly honest with you, Nicholas, I am immensely proud of it. I really, really am. I really, really am pleased with the result. But as well as Uncle Dad, I think a book that I did called Murder at Broken Ridge, which is about a murder that takes place in a fictional New South Wales town called Broken Ridge. And it takes place 30 years ago, and it remains an unsolved case. And it's about the best friend of the person who was murdered, who comes back to the town and tries to finally get justice for his best friend. And he ends up finding out something about his own identity, which not only identifies the killer, but said something about himself which he wished he didn't know. I would recommend that one. Yeah, Murder at Broken Ridge.
Uncle Dad is now available for pre-order. Where can people pre-order it? And after it comes out, where can people buy it?
Well, the answer to both is Amazon Australia, because I publish exclusively through Amazon. At the moment, it's available for pre-order for 99 cents. Obviously, once it's out on the 24th of July, the price will go up. But I'll also be running some special offers as well. But at the moment, it's just 99 cents. Well, yes. Well, it's all part of the promotion, you know. And I really do believe in this book, Nicholas, and more than ever, I really want people within the gay community to really take to this book and to appreciate, you know, that I've really done this to show the really bold, temporary side of our community. And that it's set in Melbourne, but I mean it could be the UK, it could be America, it could be any Western country. And I just decided to set it in Melbourne because I love Melbourne. But it could, the story could be reflective of any Western society. You know, and I think it's a lot of novels, popular fiction, they still don't put gay people across in a very positive way. And I wanted to write a novel where, there's a bunch of gay people. There's not just gay people in it. There are, straight people as well, or straight characters as well. But with the gay characters, there are a bunch of people who have got strong values, strong principles. Sometimes they love each other, sometimes they fall out, whatever. But it shows them in, I think, a very positive way.
That was David Menon speaking with Nicholas Kamenyar-Sandry. And just a reminder that Uncle Dad is available for pre-order from your favorite bookstore.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.